Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Yeah, last week I had a couple of rants that I got off my chest, and I left you with, a thought or two, just a rant, because I couldn't fit it in my 3 minutes. Now, I actually ended my last comments by giving a spoiler alert that went something like this. Next week, it'll be about the paved or non-paved, as it is, streets in Eureka. They are growing more prevalent with a combination of PG&E and some other guys who are tearing up the plumbing. Seems just like yesterday I had a smooth, silky ride down C Street on one of my routes to my office. As smooth as silk ride now is a training course for mogul skiers. A skier doesn't have to look for another skier coming up the slope, unlike me when I'm going downhill on my old favorite street to avoid those huge metal slabs of steel covering heaven knows what. The fact is, you better be paying attention wherever you're driving today. I found a few streets for the last time I saw the benefits of Measure H. Heck yes. I know that a few of you have traveled where the road is smoother than a baby's butt, but I'm going to, if I'm going to have to go to Tarbert, which I really don't want to, that's where I'll see a stretch of new asphalt. And I really do like picking up my donuts on that side street on whatever it's called leading up to my way of happiness. Did you know that there's a transportation and safety committee within the city of Eureka? Yes, sir, Bob. It meets every second Tuesday of the month from 3:30 to 5 in the council chambers. The last agenda had under new business Caltrans bus stop relocation, Broadway between Hawthorne and West Del Norte. Future agenda items are Eureka High School's permit parking, City of Eureka bike plan, future EV charging, TSPA collision section updates, public parking improvements, bird scooter updates, and ongoing training/seminars. Well, I have an idea for them. Let's circle back to Measure H. I mean, why the heck not? Item A, potholes, not potheads. Potholes, we actually have enough of both when you think about it. That's to be fair. You know, I have seen a nice patch job in the alley behind our office. Quality workmanship. Now that I've opened up a can of worms, there is definitely a follow-up to this community comment as I'm running out of time to ramble. I just discovered the 2023 program road maintenance project involving pavement maintenance and rehabilitation on the city's website. Very impressive, to say the least. The first one will knock you off your seat. How does I Street from 6th Street to Harris sound? Only thing is, I swear, they just did I Street from 6th Street to Wabash cutoff. All I can say is that with 230 lane miles of streets within the city limits, we hope that a certain politician doesn't get the nickname of Pothole Pete or whatever. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.